Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
All right. So, Laura, yesterday we learned about some special flags in Japan called koi no bori. Probably saying it wrong still, but that's okay. Now, we learned about what these flags mean to people in Japan. So, can you tell me a little bit about what Taiwan's flag means?
Of course I can do that. Because in Taiwan, we actually know 青天白日满地红. And that includes all the colors and the special meanings. Okay, so we have the blue part. That's the sky. That represents the sky. And if you see, it's the shape of the sun. The white bits, that's the sun. And of course, the rest of it is in red, and that's just the ground, basically.
So it basically is Taiwan is the land.
Yeah, that's the land,
the sun, and the sky. That is a great way to make a flag. Canada's flag probably has some meanings. It's been a really long time since I've learned what they are, but I know that the leaf in the middle is the maple leaf. It's from the national tree of Canada, the maple tree. And I think the flag's colors have some meaning, but I can't really remember what they are. All right. Well,
let's Google it.
Yes. Let's find out more about the flags we were talking about in day one, koi no bori, today.
Reading. The Colorful Story of Koinobori. Today, koinobori are a common sight across Japan from April to early May. They come in many shapes and sizes. However, the traditional design is a tall flagpole topped with a spinning golden ball and two arrow-spoked wheels. Under this is the Fukinagashi streamer, followed by at least three fish flags. These have different colors and are ordered from largest to smallest, each symbolizing a family member. Aside from their usual places above family homes, huge numbers of koinobori are displayed at public fairs around Japan. Often, the flags are strung across rivers so that the koi appear to be swimming upstream. One of the most popular places to observe this tradition is Takatsuki, Osaka, where 1,000 koinobori are assembled every year. The event draws crowds numbering in the thousands and is filled with food vendors selling famous local dishes. Meanwhile, Ogunimachi, a small hot spring town in Kumamoto Prefecture, offers something really special. There, with steam rising from its mineral-rich stream, visitors can stroll under a school of 3,500 koi flags floating in the breeze. Though experiences such as this are a far cry from koinobori's military past, the flags will likely remain part of Japanese culture for years to come.
All right, our article starts out today by saying, today, koinobori are a common sight across Japan from April to early May. All right, so like we said, springtime, that's what kind of time of year we are now. And it also says they come in many shapes and sizes. Okay, now what we mean by come in here is we're describing something. So when we use the phrase come in, we have to follow them with descriptions of what the thing looks like. Now here we said the koinobori come in many shapes and sizes. So that we're describing it by saying there are many shapes, many sizes. All right, so we can also use the phrase come in to talk about colors. They come in many different colors.
Come in 就是有什么形状啦、尺寸或者是颜色等等。 通常我想到的都是 when you go shopping, and then maybe the salesperson might introduce you, like this shirt comes in several sizes. So that means the shirt can be bought in several sizes, like small, medium, or large. Okay, and you could also talk about a product that comes comes in a variety of colors or shapes, like we talked about earlier.
Right.
所以每每接近儿童节呢，就是我们刚刚有提到，从四月到五月的时候，在日本很多家家户户都会在怎么样，屋外挂着 koinobori， 就是鲤鱼旗，然后会悬挂在竹竿上，随风飘扬。那你远看的时候就看到，哇，好像有这个树。很多条的鲤鱼飞耀，那它们呢，当然都有不同的大小跟形状哦。
Okay, so that's what they look like today.
Right.
Let's find out what they might have looked like in the past. It says, however, the traditional design is a tall flagpole topped with a spinning golden ball and two arrow-spoked wheels. Okay, there's a lot to talk about
right.
there. We're going to start with pole. Let's take a quick break to find out what it means.Okay, let's start explaining the sentence by looking at the word pole. A pole is a noun, and it's a long wooden or a long metal stick that has one end in the ground and one end in the air. As an example, we could say, don't climb up that pole. There are dangerous power lines at the top. You might see those a lot in the countryside here in Taiwan or all over the place in Canada. The power lines stand on or are connected to tall poles in the ground. All right, so on this pole, there is a golden ball that spins. Now, spin is a verb. And when something spins, it moves around and around very quickly. As an example, we could say, the teacher told the students that Earth spins around as it travels around the sun, which is why we have different seasons.
Pole 这个字呢是个名词，有杆或者是杆的意思，像是 an electricity pole 就是电线杆，或者是我们可以提到就是旗子啊， a flag fluttered from a 40-foot pole， 就是一面旗帜在40英尺高的这个旗杆上飘扬。And spin of course is 就是旋转啦，转动啊。And that's a verb， 它是一个动词，像是呢 the earth spins on its axis， OK， 就是地球绕着地轴旋转。OK， 所以我们看回课文呢，我们大家可能要搭配我们杂志的那个图片才会知道 what this looks like。OK，就是传统的设计师他们会用纸或是布做成彩色，色彩十分艳丽丰富的，像这个鲤鱼形状的这些彩带。OK， 然后呢，把这个鲤鱼旗串在这个竹竿上。那一般那个旗杆的顶端，我们要有什么呢？金色的这个旋转球的造型，然后下面会安装。其实我有看图，它类似像那种风车的感觉，然后绑在一起就悬挂在屋顶。It's very pretty. I actually googled it to actually see what it looks like.
Okay. All right. Well, we aren't finished describing it quite yet. It says under this is the Fukunagashi streamer, followed by at least three fish flags.
Right, I actually had to look this up as well. Okay, so streamer, okay, 就是这个横幅或是长旗的意思。Okay, 其实它就是有时候是那个旗子下面那个地方哦。Okay.
All right, so we know what they look like now. Let's talk a little bit more about what they mean. It says...Those are the three fish,
right.
Okay, have different colors and are ordered from largest to smallest, each symbolizing a family member.
Yeah, they have a special meaning. Okay, 在 order 这里是动词，就是给什么排序，而 symbolize 就是象征啦。比方像是 the dove symbolizes peace, 我们都知道这个白鸽它象征着和平。所以呢，大家如果去网络上看一下，就会发现呢，其实通常鲤鱼旗它第一层是刚刚我们提到的Fukinagashi， 就是五色的燕尾旗。那通常下面会至少有三个旗，就是看你家里有几个人就可以摆几个。那通常它的下面就是所谓的第二层是代表父亲的黑色鲤鱼旗，再来就是妈妈的。OK， 就是红色鲤鱼旗，那最后一层是蓝色的，就是代表儿子的小鲤鱼旗。So cute.
Okay, so if there's four people in the family,
right,
there will be four flags.
That's right.
I got it. All right, it says here, aside from their usual places above family homes, huge numbers of koinobori are displayed at public fairs around Japan. Now, we started that sentence with a phrase, and that phrase was aside from. Now, here, we're using aside from to mean in addition to. So, koinobori are often found in family homes, but they're also found at public fairs.
Aside from, 就是除了什么之外还有什么，就是跟 besides, in addition, okay, 是有关。所以除了在家里外面我们可以看到还有在很多大型的活动。所以没有错，尤其是接近儿童节，在日本各地就会举办能够观看李玉琦的各式的活动哦。
Now, here's another place you might see them, okay? It says, often the flags are strung across rivers so that the koi appear to be swimming upstream.
That's a smart idea. Upstream, 这个副词就是向上游或是逆流的。所以如果我们放在就是横跨就是靠近就是河啊海岸啊什么的我们就可以看到好像有鱼就是向上游的一种
Now, the reason you might see that, of course, is related to the story we learned yesterday, where the fish tried to reach the stream's source. All right, let's continue on in the article. It says, one of the most popular places to observe this tradition is Takatsuki, Osaka, where 1,000 koinobore are assembled every year.All right, so what do we mean by the verb assemble? What have we done when we assembled them? We said, when you assemble something, you gather lots of these things all together in one place at the same time. So we've taken all of these koinobore and put them together in one place at the same time. Here's another example. The organizers assembled the best basketball players in the country to play together in an all-star game.
我们来看一下刚刚提到的 assemble 这个单字哦，它是个动词，就是聚集或是集合的意思。比方像是 they assembled a team of experts to solve the problem， 他们聚集一整个团队的专家来解决问题。应该是个难题吧。当然，我们还常常看到 to assemble data， 就是收集资料啦。Or we'll need to assemble a list of songs for the concert, okay? Or she assembled all of her old photos into 3 albums. 这以上都有集合的意思哦。所以呢，哇，我们刚刚提到的是1000条这个鲤鱼旗，感觉好壮观，好想看。
All right, so this sounds like a popular place to be. It also says here in the article, the event draws crowds numbering in the thousands and is filled with food vendors selling famous local dishes. So not only do you get to see lots of fish flags, you get to see lots of delicious food. All right. We said it's filled with lots of famous or vendors selling famous local dishes. This phrase, be filled with, is used when we say one thing is filled with another thing, or it is full of that thing.Now, what we're saying here is that there are lots of people in one place at the same time. This place was filled with people.
Right, okay, be filled with, 就是跟 be full of something 类似，就是充满着什么什么。像是呢，如果某一个人童年是充满着快乐的啊，或者是快乐的回忆，就是 his childhood was filled with happiness.Or you could talk about food as well. The kitchen is filled with the smell of fresh coffee or baked cookies. Oh, I'm getting hungry here. Okay, number, 在这里注意哦，它是当作动词，就是数目有达到什么什么。所以我们课文有提到 number in the thousands, 就是用来形容人群数量众多的意思。哦，听着听着，我也很想要去日本的小摊贩的这个尝他们的美食。I want to try the local dishes.
Me too.All right, here's another place that you might see these koinobore. It says, meanwhile, Oguni Machi, a small hot spring town in Kumamoto Prefecture, offers something really special.
Wow, prefecture, 就是什么呢？就是县或者是府什么什么府专区，所以我们这里看到是在熊本县 ，OK， 我这样讲是熊本熊哦的小国町，也是一个温泉小镇。他们有非常特别的鲤鱼旗的活动吗？到底有多特别呢 ？How special？
Well, let's find out. But just let me double check.
Right.
Prefecture is similar to county, right?
Okay. Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's find out how special it is there. It says, there, with steam rising from its mineral-rich stream, visitors can stroll under a school of 3,500 or 3,500 koi flags floating in the breeze.
Well, that's a lot of fish. Well, a school of, here we see that phrase again.
Right.
Okay, 那这个句子当中，我们看到是 with 后面接受词和受词补语，用来表示什么呢？就是附带状态。Okay, 来修饰主要的子句。那 with 的片语当中呢，如果动作是这个主动语态，则要使用现在分词；如果是被动语态，则要用过去分词。我们先来看看课文的句子哦，就是 OK， 它的主要句是 Visitors can stroll under a school of 3,500 koi flags floating in the breeze. OK。那附带的状态是什么呢？就是 steam rises from its mineral-rich stream. OK， 那这里有没有发现这个附带的状态句子是主动语态，所以我们要使用现在分词，所以是这样子的课文的句子是这样子的呈现 with steam rising from the mineral rich stream. OK, visitors can stroll under a school of 3,500 koi flags floating in the breeze.那我们接着再来看另外一个例子哦，就是比方像是哦 ，OK， 它的主要句是 The man was listening to music。OK， 接着我们来看一下附带状态，就是 His eyes were closed。OK， 那这里有没有发现它的附带状态的句子是被动语态？所以我们如果要用 with 呈现的话，就要使用什么呢？过去分词，所以这一句你可以这样子的来结合成，就是 The man was listening to music with his eyes closed. 有没有是用 closed 过去分词哦？就是这名男子闭着眼睛听音乐。
All right, just a quick note. You can say 3,500 or you can say 3,500. Both are accepted in English. All right, we said that the koi flags are flying over a mineral-rich stream. Now, a mineral is a substance that's found in the ground and can be dug up. So, for example, gold is a mineral, and it's often found in the ground under rivers.Iron is a mineral too. It makes water turn into a red color, which is something that you can actually see on Taiwan's east coast.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example. This country has a lot of minerals, so they dig them up and sell them to other countries to make a lot of money.
Gold. I often think of that when it related to minerals.
Right.
Okay, mineral 其实就是矿物，它是一个名词。比方像是 the area is very rich in minerals. Okay, 它也可以指人体所需要的矿物质。Okay, for example, a healthy diet should supply all necessary vitamins and minerals. Okay, 就是微生物跟矿物质。所以课文其实是要说这个当地的人十分理解这个哇温泉资源的珍贵跟有限呢，期盼来这边的每一个游客都可以在这么棒的一个有良好的温泉还有幽静的环境当中，然后可以来庆祝这一天哦。那每年的就大概刚刚有提到四五月，其实大家都会来这边看一探究竟，因为刚刚有提到说是有3500个这个鲤鱼旗，而且呢很多的 lot of television shows 就是电视节目或是广告 commercials even came here to shoot because it's just amazing to have all these fish flags around that time.
Sounds really beautiful, but we're not finished with that sentence yet, Laura.
Really? Okay.
We have one more word to talk about in there, and that was the verb stroll.
That's true. Stroll 呢，其实在这里是当做动词，就是在哪边散步啦。Okay, 像是 they strolled along the street, looking in the store windows.
Right. Okay, so we have even more to talk about from that
sentence.
All right. We also saw that the koi flags were floating in the breeze. So let's look at the verb float.Now, when something floats in the air lifts it up and moves it slowly through the air. Now, of course, if it's a flag, it doesn't move to different places. It just moves in the air around the pole, kind of like this.
Mm.
As an example, we could say, the man watched as his plastic bag flew away, floating away faster than he could catch it. And this is why we don't use plastic bags.
Ah, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. Okay. Float 就有飘动或是漂浮的意思，它是一个动词。比方像是呢 ，He tossed the bottle into the waves and watched it float out to sea. That's a bad example sentence.
Also a bad thing to do.
Do not do that. You know, toss the plastic bottle into the sea. Okay.
No more.
But maybe if you're making like paper boats, you could like when you're a kid, you could you know watch those boats floating on the pond in the park or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what float means, but we're not finished yet because there's also that word breeze.
That's right. We have a lot of words in the sentence. So, we talked about something floating in the air, but we said floating in the breeze. Now, that means a breeze is just a soft, gentle wind. That's what we're talking about with air. So, when the air moves, you could say it's wind or you could say it's a breeze. Now, wind can be strong, it can be small, but a breeze is always gentle. That's right. So, and as an example, we could say, the cool breeze felt nice on Jen's skin as she sat on her scooter waiting for the green light.
Nice. Okay, so breeze, 大家应该都不陌生。有一个百货公司好像叫这个名字，它就是微风的意思，它是一个名词。所以 you could all have a warm or cool breeze, okay?
Right.
Or she let the gentle breeze cool her face.
All right, let's finish up our article here. It says, though experiences such as this are a far cry from Koyonobori's military past, the flags will likely remain part of Japanese culture for years to come. Okay, now we saw something special in there. We saw today's pocket phrase go, the phrase be a far cry from. Let's find out what it means.
Pocket phrase go.
大家常问我，强叔，你在过去怎么会想到要有这么夸张华丽的装扮？你知道那时呢，我不像当红的 Jagger 啊，或是 Bowie 那样子性感的万人迷，所以呢，我想说有何不可 ？Have fun with it， 好好的玩一玩我的时尚造型了。My style was a far cry from their styles.我的时尚造型呢，可是独树一格，他们哦都很不一样哦。当我们要说呢 ，one thing is completely different from the others， 一个东西呢跟另一个东西完完全全的不一样，这个时候呢，我们就可以使用这个片语了 ，be far cry from something， 像是呢我的造型跟其他人的造型很不一样，或者是呢 ，this flag is a far cry。From the house they had before. 这间公寓呢和他们以前住的房子相去甚远。Be far cry from, 就是这个意思咯。
For you chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question. I'm going to ask Aaron this time if you could bring one tradition or holiday to Taiwan from another country like Canada. What would it be? Why?
I think the obvious answer to this is Christmas. There are a lot of holidays in Canada that are also celebrated here. But Christmas, I mean, some people celebrate Christmas, but it feels more like home.
That's
if you
true. That's
get a
true.
Day off and, you know, Christmas Eve, you can go see your friends and then Christmas you can...You can kind of wake up, have a nice breakfast, like home and stuff like that. So that's what I would
Okay, that's a great answer because I also love Christmas. What about you guys? You guys can have a chat about this question, but we're so out of time. So until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Erin.
Bye-bye.
The colorful story of Koinobori. Today, Koinobori are a common sight across Japan from April to early May.They come in many shapes and sizes. However, the traditional design is a tall flagpole topped with a spinning golden ball and two arrow-spoked wheels. Under this is the Fukinagashi streamer, followed by at least three fish flags. These have different colors and are ordered from largest to smallest, each symbolizing a family member. Aside from their usual places above family homes, huge numbers of koinobori are displayed at public fairs around Japan. Often, the flags are strung across rivers so that the koi appear to be swimming upstream. One of the most popular places to observe this tradition is Takatsuki, Osaka, where 1,000 koinobori are assembled every year. The event draws crowds numbering in the thousands and is filled with food vendors selling famous local dishes. Meanwhile, Ogunimachi, a small hot spring town in Kumamoto Prefecture, offers something really special. There, with steam rising from its mineral-rich stream, visitors can stroll under a school of 3,500 koi flags floating in the breeze. Though experiences such as this are a far cry from koinobori's military past, the flags will likely remain part of Japanese culture for years to come.
Vocabulary Review.
Pole. Laura used a long tree branch as a pole to support her tent during the camping trip. Spin. Losing control on the icy road, the car spun around several times before crashing into a tree. Assemble. The teacher assembled a group of students to discuss the theme for this year's sports day. Mineral. Trees could not grow on that land because the soil didn't contain the minerals needed for plant life. Float. The leaves on the trees fell into the water, floating down the stream to the lake below. Breeze. We enjoyed the sunlight and a gentle breeze as we climbed up to the top of the mountain.